I'm pleased to be speaking today with Cindy Woodsmall, New York Times bestselling author of When the Soul Mends and The Hope of Refuge, to talk about her newest novel. Hi, Cindy. It's great to connect with you again.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here today. Thank you.
Now, early in September, you were able to take a trip to visit your Amish friends in Pennsylvania. What's your favorite part of spending time with them?
You know, the culture is so different from the one I navigate on a daily basis. I always enjoy getting immersed anew. The quiet, the lack of electricity, traveling by horse and buggy, getting to participate in some of their daily events that they do, and getting to enjoy the weekend time where it's really a family time and a church time for them. The last time I went, an Amish friend had a cookout in my honor, which was a lot of fun. We cooked hamburgers over an open fire with an open wire grid to it. We roasted marshmallows and made s'mores, and we just spent the day enjoying each other like you would when you go camping, only this is a typical weekend for many, just to pull away and start that fire and enjoy each other around a campfire. And I was able to interview and meet with several Old Order Amish women and Old Order Mennonite women who I had never met before. And we got to talk about characters and stories and my upcoming novel. And it was just a lovely time getting to explore different aspects of what they think about the novels and what they think should come out in the novels that I've not brought out yet. So it was just wonderful.
You share good back and forth communication with your readership. Tell me a recent reader-related story that you find particularly moving or even unusual.
Well, and I've had two that really stick out in my mind lately, and I so enjoy hearing from readers, whether they have sent me an email, whether they come through Facebook, or they have written a letter to the publisher or to myself. But I had two that have come in through the publisher. One was an Army captain talking about how much she felt healed after reading one of my books, and that she got together with other people who were military, in the military, and they started reading my books as part of their book club, and it was just precious. And then the other one that's really stood out to me is I heard from a man who's in prison, and he said, "Dear Mrs. Woodsmall, I just want to let you know how much I enjoy your books." And then he talks about how much it has ministered to him, and he says, "Have you ever seen a big, rough guy tattooed from head to toe reading an Amish romance?" So I really enjoyed that. And then, you know, I hear from a lot of women who and young women, sometimes preteens up to elderly, who have absorbed something from the book that really speaks to them. And that is more satisfying, more encouraging to get me behind that computer and try again than anything else.
Now, the novel, releasing in the fall of 2012, will be your 11th novel. As a seasoned author, Cindy, what do you do to become familiar with a new cast of characters?
You know, I go at this a little bit differently for each book. And the thing that I really enjoy doing that I got to do for this next novel that's coming out is speak with several Amish friends and tell them what my characters are doing and ask them if they knew someone who had something similar. And so we just sort of brainstorm sitting there around, around a campfire, a group of Amish women talking. And we came up with several people that are in their lives who have the same situation that I've put in my novel. So in the novel, we're dealing with apple orchards and the downturn in the economy, and they were each able to share with me people that they know who are Amish and how they handle it in their personalities, until we develop just some wonderful characters who are both fiction and yet very authentic. So I had a great time doing that.
Now, in this new novel, the Old Order Amish heroine Rhoda is an intuitive person, so much so that it sometimes creates challenges for her. Now, the hero in the book, Samuel King, relies primarily on practical methods, things that are tried and true. So tell me why the dynamic of examining these two personality types was appealing to you.
must you know the old saying that opposites attract. So that played a key into, you know, what can we do that's a little bit different that would help these two characters play off each other. We also know that when we're getting to know one another, we're having to work through how different they are in trying to connect with the person. So that played a part in this development of the stories. And sometimes people are a little bit unsure about someone who is intuitive. We are comfortable with people who are logical, but someone who's picking up on something that's not actually there, that's a little bit more challenging for some of us to accept. And Samuel, as a logical one, has to accept these inner feelings that Rhoda has and try to make it make sense. And he comes to the decision that every day there are business choices made. Every day there are just family, relative, love choices made. If a baby is sick and what the person needs to do to get them better. Or they decide to what they will or won't do in business based on tuition. So Samuel is trying to reach out and connect with Rhoda. And Rhoda has a little bit of trouble accepting his logic on everything. To him, everything is either logical or he doesn't want to participate in it. So it really builds some natural conflict there, and it's a part of who we are as people, always trying to accept others, trying to understand where they're coming from, and trying to decide if something they're doing is outside of who we think they should be.
Now, finally, Cindy, a number of your characters in the novel encounter troubling economic realities that mirror the current financial crisis so many are facing in the world today. Do you think that will be surprising to readers who believe the Amish community sits apart from many modern woes?
I think there will be many who are surprised by that, and I think there will be even more who are simply curious how the Amish are navigating this downturn of the economy. How are they making adjustments? What is this downturn costing them? You know, we know that the Amish have very large families, and yet they still have to continue to make ends meet. How is it different for them? And we really get to see that through this upcoming release of, you know, taking a situation, using what they have available to them, and yet they've never thought about, well, we could do this or we could do that. So the Amish are great at bringing in a practical way of looking at something and being willing to give it a try and making a success. And we get to see that through this novel.
Cindy Woodsmall has been my guest today. Cindy is the New York Times bestselling author of When the Soul Mends and The Hope of Refuge. Cindy, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.